Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. 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 Hi, I'm Liz Craft. Some of you may know me from Happier, the podcast I co-host with my sister, Gretchen Rubin.
And I'm Sarah Fain, and we are thrilled to tell you about our new podcast, Happier in Hollywood. Liz and I are television writing partners and producers here in L.A. We've been a team for 17 years and friends for twice that long.
We've seen and experienced a lot in our time in Hollywood. And yes, many of the cliches are true. There are swimming pools and movie stars, pill poppers and paparazzi, casting couches and Kardashians. But a lot of what we deal with, work-life balance, negotiating office politics, how to work out on a regular basis.
Impossible to find time to exercise.
Yes. Is the same whether you're in Hollywood, Dollywood, or somewhere in between.
So every week, we'll demystify Tinseltown, share tips for staying sane in a fundamentally insane world, interview other entertainment insiders, and talk about how to survive and thrive no matter where you are or what you do. And just for fun, we'll dish about seeing celebrities in the wild.
Happier in Hollywood airs every Thursday starting May 18th.
We hope you'll join us. I don't know about you, but we're always looking for ways to get our kids involved and give back in our local community. That's why we're excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which is the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers. Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. I would love for Violet to do this program when she's in high school.
This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, it's also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.